Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her done Tuesday. It's 5:45 in the morning. How's everybody feeling?
Great.
Good. How do you feel?
Great. Good. Good.
Do you consider this like a short week for you, or do you feel like you're going to be working actually an extra day longer?
Yeah, I have to go to, well, I don't know if I'm working an extra day, but I'm definitely, you know, got to travel.
I call it work.
It's work for sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I'm going to Chicago on Thursday morning to see Aladdin, because I guess we're going to be...
It's a national sales deal.
Right, and they're coming to bring in Aladdin, the musical, to town here, and so we're going to be promoting that.
Not even till, do you guys remember the date, September?
Yeah, it's not for a while.
Something later in the year.
But it's exciting, and I love stage shows, so it should be fun. So I'm getting up early on Thursday and heading to the airport, and should be a real whirlwind. Yeah. I'll be home probably by 1 o'clock on Friday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
At least, and then we have Monday off for the vacation. Yep. Don't forget that.
Wait a minute. So you're leaving?
Yeah, I'm seeing the show Thursday night.
And sleeping and hopping the
hopping
first
right
thing.
Back on a plane first thing in the morning.
Whoa.
I'm coming home. I know. It's kind of, in a way, I would have loved to have stayed and seen Chicago.
Like, why don't you?
Yeah, I want to get home. You know, it is a work thing. It's a quick little caper.
Aren't you rushing back for Bottle Rock?
I am going to go to Bottle Rock, but I'm not. I don't think I'm going Friday because I'm going to
be too much.
Yeah, it's a little much for me.
Yeah,
I get tired real easy.
Your old ass.
50 now, dusty, old, dusty. But I am excited about it. It should be fun. Should be a quick thing. And I, the movie Aladdin. Come on, it's great. When we went to, when my kids were little, we were at Disneyland, and they have some kind of Aladdin stage show there. So, I doubt it's as elaborate as whatever they're doing, you know, on stage for a full evening presentation. But it was long. I mean, I think it was an hour-long show, and you had to get a seat for it and see it. So,
well, I just saw the movie, and it's pretty good.
Oh, it's great.
Are you taking a kid, did you say?
I'm not. Neither one of them can go.
Oh, wow.
I know. The hope was that they're both in finals this week.
When you said you were going to do it, I thought for sure you were bringing a kid.
That's what I thought, too. I thought, oh, this will be fun. My friend Ariane's going to go with me. So she loves it. I said, hey, would you have any interest in this? And she started freaking out. She's like, I know every song in the movie by heart. I love it. So we're going to...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That'll be... Actually, more fun.
It will be.
Than with the kid.
No, it would be great either way, just a totally different thing. But it's nice. We'll go to some nice restaurant. And, you know. We'll put on our pajamas and have a pillow fight in the hotel room. It'll be great.
Oh, you got to Instagram that.
Oh, don't worry, Vin. You know me. Constantly putting stuff on Instagram.
Do it.
No, it should be pretty fun.
Good.
So what did you do yesterday?
Well, I left here. And I picked up the missus.
Oh, that's right. You picked her and the girl up, or you picked up?
Oh, no. The girl was at daycare for the day. And I took the missus surfing.
Oh. So spending quality time together. That's nice.
She can surf, but she's never, you know, sort of set out to do it herself.
Right.
So she'll do it with me, or she'll do it with she has another lady friend
say,
that does it.
Didn't she just go with someone?
Mm-hmm. And she did it with Peter Cook.
Oh, that's right.
Of Lighthouse Realty, who also someone I surf with a lot.
Shame.
But anyway, she'll do it. She's pretty good, actually.
In fact, really?
Yeah, it's really funny that she's gotten so good and yet doesn't really pursue it
right. In
any kind of way.
She's not driven to it the way
no.
you are.
So, if I carry the longboard down to the water for her and lay it in the water, she'll hop on and go out there, and I'll watch her little butt, you know, take off on waves all afternoon. So we did that. And then she went.
Do you have to go to a smaller wave beach?
Okay. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. I've told you that. She does not want any part of anything that moves too fast or gets too steep. She jumps right off the front of the board. So, but yeah, we went to a nice little spot and I watched her surf and hung around and chatted people up.
You didn't? What? So she just surfed by herself?
Oh, no, I mean... It's 1 foot.
Oh, so you were... It was a little...
Swimming. Yeah. I was out there swimming, and she was out there surfing. It was fun. We had a good time. And then... I think... I don't know what time in the afternoon the Ariana Grande concert bombing happened.
Yeah, four.
Okay, so...
Five, maybe.
She goes... Conveniently, as it seems to always work out, after we surf and all the gear is there, boards, wetsuits, wetsuits. Oh, you know, I should run and get our daughter and you can clean up. And I was like,
sounds like my house.
All right.
I'm done painting. Clean this up for me.
All right. Why don't you go do that? And I'll get all this. So I got all that. And then when we reconnected, she said, did you hear what happened? Yeah. And of course I didn't, because I was hosing off gear.
Lots of us are out just living our lives until you stumble on that nugget.
So anyway, I guess we'll talk more about that later. But that was sort of my day. And then we got home, had some dinner, and watched the Warriors sweep. Complete the sweep. Yeah, Warriors.
Yeah,
So what, not again until next week? Wednesday?
Thursday of next
week? The Cavs finish their game with the Celtics, and the Celtics stole one.
Yeah. Well, that's good for them.
I don't know if they can get another or not, but I'm rooting for it.
Oh, really?
Oh, I want the Celtics to beat the Cavs, sure.
Well, I guess in the grand scheme of things, they'd be an easier team.
Well, I mean, most people are expecting the rematch.
Right.
But let the Cavs, let the Cavs drop another or two, put a scare into them, wear them out a little. I'll take it.
Right. Well, they'd get much less of a break. That's for sure. I heard the next game's already scheduled for this coming
week. It probably
is. From Thursday.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I haven't.
Right.
I watched the game and went to bed.
Yeah. I made eggs last night, you know, gourmet.
You made eggs?
Yeah. Oh. Well, John was busy cleaning up after me from painting. I was like, I better get in there and make the kids food. I painted until 6 p.m. yesterday.
Mm. Wow.
I know. I am getting that done. Went over the paint store.
Yeah.
The backyard project.
Oh, my God.
You are getting that done. Wait, yesterday you said, we're already talking about our next project. What's that?
Oh, don't you worry. Pretty little head about that. I don't.
Okay.
But there's, there's plenty. There's always something, man.
Well, that's the point. I'm not worried about it. The point is that you seem to be lining them up.
Yeah.
Even though you're like, I hate this. It's killing me. Oh, but we've got another one planned.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about when you do something at your house, like during the process of it, you hate it. You just wish you could wave a wand and have it be over. Have it be like the end of an HGTV show where they play the music and they show you the after.
Or like Junk King now, their commercials are bring. Everything's gone.
And right.
Junk goes away.
Just point. Just point at it. It's like magic.
I love that.
The junk is out of my life. So it sucks while you're in it, but then immediately once you're out of it, you forget that you went through it and you just accept it as the way it is. And
I don't.
And you just start to think about your next thing.
I don't do that. I go, that was way too much of a distraction. I want to live my life and not have projects.
We've been talking about that. It's like when we have a project going on, we don't eat as well. There's the cooking is left to the last minute. I was even saying last night as we were out there, because we just had to finish this one coat, blah, blah, blah. And I go, can you tell the kid to get us something? Like, can't he figure it out for us for once?
For dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was nowhere to be found.
Well, did he want to eat?
Well, he did, because he showed up at about 6:15 when I was pulling the eggs off.
So. Where the food at?
Where's the food at, Mom? And then he goes, Then he, you know, and listen, man, when you feed your, the older your kids get, the less eggs it seems like you have all the time. They're always eating the eggs. So we did have a full dozen eggs, which is unbelievable. Like, I didn't have to run and get eggs to make. And so I pull out the dozen eggs, and those are all gone. Like, I had two eggs. John had two eggs.
Riley, fried or?
Fried. Just fried them up. Sean had three eggs, and I broke one egg.
Wow, you fried that many eggs?
I just had to sit there frying the eggs because Riley's like, I need three. Oh, I like them fried, though.
I know, but when you're doing that many.
I know, because then you could just do them all at once. You got to do them. I can only do them four at a time in my pan.
Do the whole dozen.
I had to do breakfast for my sister-in-law and niece were in town. And I was like, no frying up here. It's all about scramble.
Right.
I put in a bunch of vegetables and salsa and stuff and the eggs.
You made a
potatoes and bacon. I cut up a bunch of watermelon, a bunch of raspberries, blueberries, all the stuff. And it was just like, and toast and then tortillas they also wanted. Like, oh my God. There was no frying eggs going on there. It was scrambled.
Yeah, I fried them.
I'm not going to stand there for an hour trying to scramble
eggs.
You're
pretty domestic, you know?
Yeah.
Surprising. No. It doesn't. Not
Why?
Everything doesn't always sort of go together with you.
Yeah.
There's like these little out.
You do like cooking.
Standing
I love
things.
A little this, a little that. Yesterday I went home. I was tired. You know, Mondays.
I know.
It really kicked my butt. So I went home, took a nap, told John, wake me up in like, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. He comes back. I'm like,
Right back out.
And then he comes
in.
You're sleeping too much. You have to get up. All right. So I was like in zombie mode, went downstairs, cooked pork chops.
Oh.
And rice, and then made a cucumber, tomato salad.
Oh, God. That sounds
pork
delicious.
Chops?
Yeah, and then I made some stuff for my lunch, and I was just like, I think I was half asleep doing everything.
Oh.
And then I ate, cleaned up, and then I went right back. All I knew is the sooner I finished all the food stuff, the sooner I could go lay down again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was so good.
That's so funny.
Oh, I just want to lay down.
But
time.
You get up and cook. Like, my thing with cooking is there's just so much, like, you got to get all the stuff, and then you got to cook it, and then you got to clean up after yourself. Mm-hmm. And it takes forever to cook it. You eat it in 2 seconds, and then it takes forever to clean up.
Well, you got to clean up as you go along.
Well, I mean, I do try to do that.
And I always do try to cook in one or two pans at the most. I'll wash it, and then reuse it right there. Oh. Wash that, reuse it.
Jeez, that's efficient.
Easy go.
Seems like when I cook, it's like every pot and pan in the place. No wonder John doesn't want me to cook. It's just like, okay, this is a mess.
Yeah,
well,
it happens.
Whatever. We got through Monday, and that's the good news.
Well, today's going to be a good day. I could feel it already. Right, Hooman?
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
What did you do yesterday?
Yeah, what did
we
you
have
do?
2 minutes. Go.
Mm-hmm. I had lunch at Kilkari
again
with my pastor.
I thought that was today and tomorrow.
It's yesterday and today. Yes.
Wow.
And then
your pastor who loves you the most.
Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
Did you guys figure out your big project you're doing?
Yeah, I mean it's coming together. I got my first oil change on my car after that.
Oh,
very exciting!
Seems so soon.
It does seem soon.
I know, I've been driving a lot, so. Did a little bit of work here, met somebody for a meeting, and then I went and saw Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, you and Brynn had a date.
Dead Man Tells
How was
No
your date?
Tales. It was good, you know. We did a lot of Instagram.
Brynn leaned in.
We did a lot of Instagram stories, so if you guys want to go to the Alice973 Instagram, you'll see a lot of funny moments.
Is that movie 3 more hours of the same creamed crap that the last movie put out, or what?
Have you seen all 5?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No, absolutely not.
Did you?
They're the same creamed crap as the last one.
How many have you seen?
Maybe 2.
I've seen at least 3 of them. I might have seen them all.
Have you seen 4?
I don't know. Because he's right. They all do. It's hard to tell which one was which. The last one I saw had like some dream sequence where he's on a beach with 1,000 white crabs.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
That's, I think, 3.
That's the last one I saw.
I feel like it's hard to get pirates wrong. And I'm not saying that I don't. The pirates are cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're up to no good. That's kind of fun and all. But
drunk.
Yeah, I mean, that's it seems like it should be. But 5? 6? How many of these are we going to watch?
No, keep doing them until they don't make money
anymore.
Sword
fighting.
Did you have fun spending time with Hooman, Brynn?
It was short. It was just the movie and we're gone.
You guys didn't have a dinner together?
No, he had his plus one. I brought Nita's sister.
Who was his plus one?
Who was she, human?
She's a woman from my church. Her name is Nkechi.
Oh, how is she?
Lovely name.
Wow.
She's great. Nkechi. She's a really good person.
Is she?
Yeah, it was her first IMAX 3D experience.
Oh. Let me ask you a question.
She was a little... Well, hold on. She was really overwhelmed at the beginning. You know when they do the countdown to 10 night, and she was like, Woo! I'm like, all right, relax.
So cute.
Yes.
Did you reach for her hand at any point during your...
She jumped once or twice and grabbed my arm, but that was it.
That was the only physical contact.
If you've never seen a 3D IMAX, it's your first time, it's a little overwhelming.
So you offered your bulging bicep.
Well, more like the forearm, but yeah, I offered it.
Oh, okay.
It's there for both. Bren needed it as well. He could have grabbed it, but he seems secure.
Yeah. Did Anita like it?
Anita's sister.
She wasn't there.
Oh, Anita's sister.
Her sister liked it a lot. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I leaned over, looked at her a couple times. She had a big grin on her face.
So
well,
Bren,
then I'm assuming you didn't make out with anybody. Hooman?
No, I didn't.
That's too bad.
That's too bad. So another failed night.
Oh, well.
I mean, come on.
What do you mean, come on? I mean, there you are. She is. You're both single, free as birds. You both love Jesus.
I know you're right about that. I have a rule that I don't date anybody at church.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
Didn't you actually have to leave a church one time because you dated someone there? And
there have been times where I have dated somebody at church and it didn't work out and it's awkward and they're still at church and I don't go to church to pick up chicks. I mean, I go there to worship God,
but having your faith in common would be the most important thing in any relationship.
God has brought you someone.
The odds
of
it not working out are so high.
Oh my God,
so high.
Actually, Hooman's rule is he's not going to date anybody at anywhere.
Yeah, ever. Not at work. Not at a gala.
Right.
Not at Kokari.
Oh, God, you can never date anyone at Kokar. That's the last place you can afford to lose.
Not at church.
I mean, geez, didn't you already lose the ballet?
I lost the opera.
Oh, the opera.
Not at the airport.
Nowhere. Nowhere where he might have to go again.
Not at Fremont Acura.
Funny. You could easily date someone at the Volkswagen place, though, now.
Yeah, that's been opened up for you. Yep.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Get her done. It's Tuesday, 6:02. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, three more. Oh, play that a lot today. I want that.
It's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.